Welcome back to Heaven and Healing Podcast. Be sure to go over to YouTube where you can catch us live stream these episodes weekly every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Central Time. Be sure to subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and click the bell for notifications so that you never miss a live. And whatever platform you're currently listening to this on, give it a thumbs up, a 5-star rating, and a written review if you haven't done so already. Thank you so much for your support. Enjoy the episode. So this is a very tragic story, and I do want to start with a bit of a disclaimer. If you have little ones around, this may not be the video to be watching in their presence because this is truly a horrific tragedy. So I learned sometime this week, and perhaps you've heard it, that this girl named Danielle Johnson, who had quite an online presence known as a, quote, divine healer, she actually, unfortunately, the day of the eclipse, which was April 8th, 2024, she murdered her husband and then murdered her 2 children and then killed herself. So I wanted to discuss this because, as you may or may not know already, I am a former astrologer. I was born again, saved by Jesus Christ. He just completely snatched me from that deceptive darkness of New Age and astrology, yoga, Reiki, all of the things that Danielle seems to have been involved in. And why I wanted to cover this is because I say all the time that New Age is dangerous, that these practices are demonic, and here we have the tangible physical evidence that it's true, okay? It's not just a cute little zodiac sign. It's not just an innocuous stretch. It's not just this holistic way to heal your body through energy, okay? This stuff is witchcraft. It's evil. And the God of the Holy Bible warns against it, not because he is an evil tyrant, but because he is loving and because he wants to protect you, not just from sin, but from the enemy. Okay, a lot of people have this misconception that the Bible is this strict set of rules that all Christians follow mindlessly because they're just easily controlled. No, the Bible serves as the guardrails that keep us from going off a cliff. Because here's the thing, guys, God knows better. And these astrologers are deceived. They are in bondage. And this story really lends to just how very unfortunately true that is, okay? And I praise God that it never got to something as horrific as this for me, but I will tell you that I did romanticize and flirt with suicide ideation while I was in New Age. Why? Well, for one, I didn't know that the hole in my heart that I was using all of these New Age practices to fill was actually in the shape of a cross all along. But two, it's because these practices were letting demons into my life, into me, to rule and reign over my soul, my mind, my will, and my emotions. And so that, in turn, sometimes influenced what I did in the flesh. And this horrific tragedy just really embodies the reality of that the supernatural realm, for every supernatural reality as the cause, there is therefore an effect in the natural reality, okay? And so I pray today that if you are an astrologer or you identify as some sort of divine healer as Danielle did, that you would be convicted of this story. That what the enemy meant for harm, this horrific tale of children, of a baby, an infant being killed, that what the enemy meant for harm, God would use for good of someone like you, that he is calling home to himself, to say, you know what? I don't want anything to do with these practices. And I actually want to know my Creator. I want to know Jesus Christ. So let's cover this. Let's read about it if you haven't heard anything already. So this is from USA Today. And it says, astrologer suspected of double murder suicide on eclipse day because she thought the apocalypse was here. And she's not only suspected, by the way, she is guilty. So it says, a Los Angeles woman who police say fatally stabbed her partner. Okay, maybe it wasn't her husband, but I digress. Before throwing her two children out of her moving car was an astrologer who posted days earlier that the eclipse is a form of spiritual warfare and that the apocalypse is here. Danielle Johnson, 34, who went by the alias Danielle Aoka online and described herself as an astrologer, was responsible for what authorities say was a double murder-suicide hours before the eclipse became visible in the area. Los Angeles Police Lieutenant Guy Golan confirmed to USA Today in an email that an account on X posting about the eclipse belonged to Johnson, where she said, wake up, the apocalypse is here, she warned in a post on Friday. Everyone who has ears, listen. Your time to choose what you believe is now. Wow. It's funny how she used even a biblical term there, like if you have ears to hear, listen, right? And I want to note before I read further, the fact that she went by this online, her name, Danielle Johnson, but she went by Danielle Aoka. So this happens a lot in New Age where you'll find that these influencer types who have their own businesses of healing and all these sorts of things and just an overall presence to do astrology or Reiki, whatever it is she was doing, will often adopt some sort of alias instead of using their birth name. And I know people in my life from my New Age circle who did this, who still do this. And why I think that is because it's actually their demon's name. Aoka is her demon, Danielle's demon that she had, that she granted access to, that she gave permission to abide within her through these modalities that are divination, witchcraft, sin, and demonic, guys. Okay, I know it can sound far-fetched sometimes to say that, oh, astrology is demonic, but it doesn't seem so far-fetched when you're looking at a murder-suicide. She threw her children out of a car. One of them was an 8-month-old baby who died. The baby died on sight. It was ran over by oncoming traffic. She was an astrologer, okay? And that is what it is. And so it's not far-fetched to say that this Aoka alias was her demon's name. That's what her demon wanted her to call herself. And I looked up the word Aoka, and it's an African root meaning all joy, pure joy. The irony there, huh? Because that's the thing about New Age and astrology, all of these things. Danielle called herself a divine healer. All these things, right? Presents as light and love and healing, joy even. And yet, this is what it led this woman to do. And now, if you watched my video on the eclipse last week, I reviewed a video by another minister who was discussing all the happenstances of April 8th. And my commentary to give in addition to that was discussing the significance that, you know, these things cosmically mean to people like this, to people that unknowingly are working for the devil. Because I was an astrologer and I remember thinking that I was actually doing God's work. But the thing is, right, God made the sun, the moon, and the stars for signs and seasons, for his prophecy, for his timeline, for his son, Jesus Christ, for his return. Okay? To fulfill the biblical timeline, not to open up a portal for the highest version of ourself, for a new career or a better relationship or, you know, next level healing, any of those things, all the stuff that the devil has taken God's original design for, you know, the cosmic influence to be and perverted it into the divination practice of astrology, which, by the way, is explicitly condemned in the Bible. Isaiah 47, where God is talking to the Babylonians and he essentially says to them, go ahead and worship your astrologers, because here's the thing, they're going to burn in their own fire and they can't save themselves. And boy, isn't that true enough for Danielle? Lord have mercy. So God warns about these things for a reason. Okay, for a reason. And as I just stated, the eclipse means something to these kinds of folks. Meant something to me when I was an astrologer. I was always hyped for another eclipse. I actually saw the 2017 eclipse in totality. I came to Tennessee, where I live now, on a trip to experience that in totality. And I was in New Age at the time. And I remember all that jargon, like, this is it. This is a new level up in the spirit and all these things about, you know, coming into the next version of yourself and the evolution of your karmic journey and spiritual healing, like all of the things. It's just a bunch of nonsense at the end of the day to keep you just stuck on this hamster wheel of constantly healing but never healed, which is just the entire makeup of New Age and astrology and all of the above. But it means something to these people. And here Danielle is saying, wake up, the apocalypse is here. Everyone who has ears to listen, your time to choose what you believe in is now. So I'm going to even stretch to say that, and I'm going to get there in a minute because I want to go through some of her Twitter, that she thought that she was on the right side of the spiritual war, as so many New Agers do. Okay, let's read on. Another post from the day before from her ex account said, this eclipse is the epitome of spiritual warfare. Get your protection on and your heart in the right place. Investigators are not looking at the eclipse as a possible motive for the crimes, Golan said. That's because the carnal mind cannot perceive spiritual things. So, of course, the investigators aren't going to be assuming that there was a spiritual component at play here. He says, unfortunately, both parties are no longer with us, and that makes uncovering the facts of the motives problematic. Because people in the world are always trying to look for an intellectual reasoning to why these sorts of things happen. Like, oh, let's look at her mental health history. Let's see what was going on in the home life. When it's blatantly just evident here, if you have, ironically, as Danielle said, the ears to hear, again, a biblical term, and the eyes to see, that this is all spiritual. Like, you can't reason this with any family history or background or whatever, regardless that they're going to try to. You can't, because it is spiritual. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That means that every battle is therefore a spiritual one. Every physical battle is spiritual. So he says, likely we're simply not going to know all of the things that factored into what motivated this heinous attack. Like I just said, investigators will continue to interview friends, families, and witnesses in attempt to piece together the events. Police say the incidents began around 3:40 a.m. on Monday morning when Johnson stabbed Cheney, her partner, at their residence in Woodland Hills, around 25 miles west of downtown Los Angeles. Authorities believe the pair had a verbal altercation that escalated into Johnson becoming violent, according to an LAPD press release. Cheney died at the scene, and authorities believe Johnson fled in her car with her 9-year-old and 8-month-old daughters. Cheney's body was discovered around 4 hours later when neighbors noticed that the front door was open and went to check in on the family. Investigators believe Johnson pushed the two children out of the vehicle as it sped down the 405 freeway less than an hour later. The 9-year-old was taken to a nearby hospital with moderate injuries, while the younger child was pronounced dead at the scene. I have an almost 3 month old, and I just can't imagine anyone doing that to their baby. Which is why I really believe this was demonic. Almost like a sacrifice to Moloch, because that's what they did. I mean, we see that in scripture. They sacrificed children. Only something as evil as a demon would kill a child. This is beyond sin nature and depravity of man. Okay? It's beyond that. Investigators say a short while later, Johnson crashed her car into a tree while she was speeding at more than 100 miles per hour. Down Redondo Beach Road, according to police. She did not survive the crash. That's insane. Can you imagine doing that to yourself? Man. Gollin said LAPD officers linked the two incidents after they learned of the two children learned of the two children left near the highway from the California Highway Patrol. And that other kid is still alive and is now in, I think I read on another source, like the LA Children's Protection facility. A personal website linked to Johnson's X account, where we're going to look at it in a second, where she had more than 100,000 followers, identified her as a, quote, certified Reiki master teacher who was also trained in over 10 different alternative healing modalities. And look at that, y'all. None of them ever worked for her. According to a 2016 Refinery 29 article that quoted her astrological advice, Johnson made astrology her day job at 23. She built an online spiritual support network on her website, which allowed members to, quote, have their auras and energies cleansed for a small price per month. So whatever spirits were operating through this woman, Danielle, had an authority over however many people have been involved in her classes and spiritual support networks, quote unquote. So she was 35. So that's over a decade of influence that she has had over people, or I should say her demons have had over people. Okay. New Age is dangerous. New Age is dangerous because those people have also opened themselves up to demonization. The Bible says that when one demon leaves, it comes back with seven more, even more unclean than the first batch, even more wicked than the first batch. Because what happens is if you don't have the Holy Spirit housed within your temple, then what the spirits see is an empty house, right? So they go into your spirit because it's empty, because it's void of the Holy Spirit that seals your spirit from the inside. Okay, the soul and the flesh are a different story, but your spirit, that house within you, gets filled up with the same spirit that rose Christ from the dead. And ain't no demon going in there. But when you're a New Age and a demon leaves and it sees that your house is empty, it comes back with seven more, even more wicked. I mean, that's what the Bible says. And is that not just so obviously showcased here in this horrific, horrific tragedy that sounds like it's straight out of a movie? I mean, this is horrific. This is absolutely horrific. To stab someone to death, first of all, it's like the most painful way you could kill somebody. And then to throw your children out of a car, one of them being an infant, and then to drive at 100 miles per hour and crash and kill yourself. Demonic, guys. And it comes from the New Age. This was not a woman who was in a proper state of mind. This is not a woman who was even in control of her own mind at this point. So let's look at her account. Yeah, 103,000 and some change followers. And this was her pinned post on April 5th, 3 days before the eclipse. Wake up, wake up. The apocalypse is here. Everyone who has ears, listen. Your time to choose what you believe is now. If you believe a new world is possible for the people, retweet now. There's power in choice. There is power in choice. Repost to make the choice for the collective. Okay, so what I found in looking at a lot of her stuff, get out of here. What I found in looking at a lot of her stuff was, like I already mentioned, this girl thought she was on the right side of the spiritual war. And such is the case with New Agers. You know, they think that they're doing all these things for the intents and purposes of advancing the collective. I can't find the post I was looking at earlier on my phone for some reason that I wanted to show you guys from her account. But they think that they're doing all these practices for healing, right? She was known as... Okay, here we go. She was known as a divine healer. Oh, I can't click it because I'm logged out. All right, well, I digress. She was doing all this stuff because she believed she was a divine healer. We just read that she had an online business where she was taking people through a spiritual support network. They would get their auras cleansed, right? She was a Reiki master. If you don't know what Reiki is, it is a demonic practice of divination in which you use, quote, universal life force energy through your hands to heal the energy of another body, of another person. Again, it's demonic. It's not the Holy Spirit. Reiki is actually the counterfeit of the laying of hands that we do see in the Bible that only a spirit-filled believer and follower of Jesus Christ has the authority to do in his name that actually results in true healing. Okay, Reiki is the demonic counterfeit that the devil perverted that he uses his spirits for. Because by process of elimination, if the spirit is not the Holy Spirit, it's there for an unholy spirit. So the quote, universal life force energies that you channel through Reiki, they're demons, okay? And yeah, I used to be a Reiki teacher as well, so I know that sometimes it works, right? It seems to work, but it only works in the short term. It only works in the short term, and you know why? It's so you keep coming back for more and more and more, because guess what happens? What did I just say? What does the Bible say? You feel that relief, the demon leaves, and what does it do? It comes back with seven more. That's Reiki. Constant demon possession. That's what this woman was a, quote, master teacher of. And the Reiki master, by the way, is like the highest criteria you can have within the Reiki pyramid. And she was an astrologer. Now, all that to be said, again, she didn't think she was doing anything wrong. So if you're watching this and you're an astrologer and you're like, well, you know, she was clearly just troubled. Maybe she had more healing to do. She had trauma to work through. No. Okay. The fact is you're just as deceived as this woman was. You're just as deceived. All astrology is evil. All astrology is of the devil. God has a pure and a holy purpose and design for the sun, the moon, and the stars. Prophetic, yes. Prophetic in the way that astrology makes it out to be, no. That's a demonic prophecy. That is a demonic prophecy. Okay? Your zodiac sign, you identify with your zodiac sign, you're identifying with the demon behind that zodiac sign. I have a whole video on this on my channel. It's like 2 hours long. It's very simple title. It's called Astrology is Demonic. I will link it in the episode description for you to watch. So this, again, I wanted to cover this because this is just evident. It is evident that these practices are evil. Okay? Reiki is evil. Astrology is evil. There is no such thing as divine healing through your own modality, through your own way. There's only healing through the healer, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he is the only way to God. Danielle needed Jesus. Okay, she was not on the right side of the spiritual war. I used to have that same mentality, which is another reason the story struck a bit of a chord, because I was in New Age as well, and I could see the spiritual battle, because there is one. The Bible says that. We know there is a spiritual battle going on. And I thought I was on the right side too, because I was all light and love for me. I had good intentions. I was, quote, helping people. I was self-healing. I was walking everyone home on the self-healing journey. That was my slogan when I was an astrologer and a Reiki teacher and a yoga teacher, okay? That we are all on the self-healing journey. And I could clearly see that there was a spiritual war between good and evil. And I thought I was on the side of good, but the truth is, the Bible says no one is good, no, not one. The only one that is good is Jesus. And it is through his blood that he makes us righteous. It is his righteousness that puts, that justifies us as righteous. It's only through him. It's nothing we can ever do. If we are apart from him, then we are abiding in the enemy. That's just how it is. Jesus calls the Pharisees sons of the devil because they won't abide in him. And I don't say any of this to scare you. I say this as a warning. And again, what the enemy meant for harm, I pray that the Lord will use for good, and that he will use this tragic story to turn people away from divination, to turn people away from witchcraft, astrology, and Reiki in Jesus' name, and call them home to himself. Because he's the only one that can heal you. He's the only one that will give you what you're looking for when you sign up for all these courses and classes, like the one that Danielle had mentorship of over all of these poor people. And Lord, draw near to all those people that were under her provision for over a decade, Lord. You know, the relief that I find in all of this is that that baby is with the Lord. The Bible talks about nursing babies being in heaven and weaned babies being in heaven. That baby is in the arms of Jesus Christ. And you know what? He's holding that baby with scars on his hands because he was nailed to a cross for you watching this, because he loves you. And he doesn't want eternal absence of him to be your fate. But that's the reservation we've all made. That's the reservation we've all made until we repent and we are saved by grace through faith in what he actually did on that cross. And in the strangest way, Danielle is right. There is power in choice. That's what she said. There is power in choice. And she said, make the choice for the collective. But what I'm going to say is make the choice for you. Stop subscribing to these demonic doctrines. Witchcraft. It's all witchcraft. Astrology is evil. Reiki is evil. You are not a divine healer. You need to be divinely healed by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Father, I pray on behalf of that little 9-year-old girl, 8-year-old girl, who just had to go through one of the most horrific things that a child could possibly endure, which is being thrown out of a car by her own mother and to watch her infant sister die before her eyes. Lord, your word says that you are near to the brokenhearted, and your word says that it would be better for someone to have a millstone around their neck and thrown into the ocean than to hurt a child. So we know how much you love children, and that this little child that has endured this horrific tragedy, Lord, those of us in the body of Christ just come together in agreement to intercede on behalf of that sweet little baby girl, that she would grow up and this would end up being a testimony of how She was born again by the grace of you, Father. And that she makes disciples of the nations and baptizes, casts out demons, heals the sick in your name. And Lord, I pray on behalf of every person that was under Danielle's mentorship, Lord, I pray that they would have a radical encounter with you, that you would give them a testimony like mine of new age to new life that is only found in your Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray for every person watching this, that if they have yet to receive you as their Lord and Savior, that you would just give them a revelation of your love right now by the power of your Holy Spirit and convict them that this is all sin, witchcraft, and divination, and that the healing that they're so desperate for in these practices is found in you alone. So thank you so much for watching. I live stream on this channel every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Central Time. My Instagram will be left in the episode description, and please pray about supporting the show. Heaven and Healing is entirely crowdfunded, and so there are different ways to do that. Become a monthly partner or sow a one-time seed in the episode description below. If you believe in what I'm doing, it really helps. So thank you all so much for watching. Keep this child in your prayers. Keep interceding for those in your life who are so deceived by the New Age at this time. Just know that if he did it for me, he can do it for them. That there is no one too far in the darkness that his light cannot reach, okay? And use this horrific tragedy as fuel for you to be more bold in sharing your faith. Because every eye will behold him. And do you really want to look over and see your friend in New Age that you are too afraid to tell them about him first before that happens? Just share the love of Christ. Demonstrate who he is through your character, through your lifestyle, and through the gospel. Tell them the truth. Send them one of my videos. Let me take the hit for you, okay? Show them the astrology is demonic video. Show them the 3-hour testimony, me coming from the New Age to Jesus by the grace of God. Just don't give up on them, because God is not giving up on them. And while Satan has rule and reign over this domain before we have a new earth, stuff like this is going to keep happening. But what we can do in the meantime is stand at the gates of hell and redirect the traffic in Jesus' name. Love you guys. Jesus loves you. Take good care.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If it blessed you, please consider becoming a monthly partner with the Heaven and Healing Podcast Ministry, as this is entirely crowdfunded and your support means so much. There are ways to partner or just sow a one-time financial seed in the episode description. Thank you so much, and be sure to tune in every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Central Time for our weekly live streams on Heaven and Healing Podcast over on YouTube. The episodes released on this platform are always just a few weeks behind the YouTube, so if you want to experience everything in real time with me, YouTube is the place to go. Love all of you. Jesus loves you. God bless, and take good care.